Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Never be too quick to fall and be discouraged when you're faced with adversity. It could very well be the thing needed to light a fire in your faith. Adversity and pain is a catalyst for some of us. It moves us from being lukewarm to praying with fervency. And for your prayer to be effective, it needs passionate faith behind it. Have you ever noticed how the fire and intensity you pray with when everything is good and comfortable in your life? It's very different to how you pray when you are in a testing season. At times, we need to have the presence of mind to realize that the Lord allows, He allows certain things to happen to us. He allows certain events to take place, all so that we can tap into the next level of prayer, our next level of faith. So what you're going through may not be designed to destroy you, but instead to build you. What you're going through isn't intended to ruin you, but instead, it's all to strengthen you.
I've been fighting season after season. And I'm not just talking about warfare in a single area of my life, no. I've faced battles within my family. I've had to fight battles concerning my health. I've even faced battles in my mind. All of these different areas have been under attack at one point or another. But let me tell you something. I am still standing. I'm standing because of Jesus Christ. I still have strength because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I haven't given up. I haven't thrown in the towel because I serve an awesome God. I serve a big God, an all-powerful and mighty God. Perhaps this year has been tough on you. Maybe it's been tough for you. Perhaps the enemy has been fighting you in multiple areas. But saints, I want to encourage you to get to the point where you say, enough is enough. Tell the devil no more. Tell him that this struggle is not your portion. And I'm talking to the person who's tired. You're tired of being defeated. You're tired of feeling as though you cannot overcome the mountain that's before you. If you're at this point, I want you to know that God said, I am who I am for a reason. If you need to be rescued, God says I am your rescue. If you need to be healed, God says I am your healer. If you need your family back together, if you need your marriage restored, God says I am the one who restores. I am the one who mends broken hearts and I make them whole again. And saints, I pray that the Holy Spirit will convict you at this time. May He speak to your heart. May He open your ears and your eyes. I encourage you to begin to speak the name that is above every other name. That's the name of Jesus Christ. If you can only get His name at the center of your heart, if you can only get His name on the throne of your mind, that's when things happen. For those who hunger, He's the bread of life. For those who thirst, He is the fountain of living water. And so begin to confess and declare, Lord Jesus, victory belongs to You. Lord Jesus, I am triumphant in You. I will overcome because of You, my God.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Jesus, you're the cornerstone of my life. You're the bridge over troubled water. Begin to confess his name and declare who he is. He is the light of my salvation, my great banner of hope, my healer, the way maker, the Holy One, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the author and the finisher. He is Almighty, the everlasting Father.
I need Jesus because I can't save myself. I can't redeem myself. I can't deliver myself. And there sure isn't any other human being on this planet who can offer me redemption or salvation or eternal life like Jesus Christ can. So I have to be honest. At times when things are tough, I find myself just saying and praying four simple words over and over again. Be with me, Jesus. Be with me, Lord. At times when I'm tempted, I find myself quietly praying, give me strength, Lord. Give me strength, Jesus. And if you can relate to what I'm saying, then I encourage you to stand, child of God. Stand firm in the word of the Lord. Take those things that weigh you down. Take those burdens that slump your shoulders and hand them over to Jesus Christ. Stand by me, God. Be with me, Jesus. Give me strength, Lord. Jesus died on a cross. He did rise again in victory, but the fact that he had such an unpleasant and painful death on the cross makes me think. How great must his love have been to endure such pain? How great of an example, he said, about being obedient to God the Father by him willing to sacrifice everything down to his life. So when Luke 14 verse 27 says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Here's the Amplified translation for that very same verse. Whoever does not carry his own cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow after me, believing in me, conforming to my example in living and, if need be, suffering or perhaps dying because of faith in me, cannot be my disciple. Now, since Luke 14 verse 27 says, "Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple," the question is, what do you stand for? Do you carry your cross and stand for the love of Jesus Christ? Do you stand to represent the life of Jesus Christ, a life that was marked with righteousness, obedience, prayer, and forgiveness? Are you carrying your cross? You see, we need to truly examine ourselves. The mouth can so easily profess something, but it's in your heart and it's in your actions that the truth is revealed. What do you stand for? Do you stand with a willing heart? Should God speak to you today? Would you be willing to sacrifice the most important thing in your life for Him? I would like to ask you the question, how is your heart today, both spiritually and physically? What is the condition of your heart? Are you troubled? Are you worried? Or maybe anxious? John 14 verse 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." These words spoke by Jesus should give you comfort. And if you're still needing reasons to be convinced as to why you should not let your heart be troubled, the word of God in John 14, 27 says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And Isaiah 43, 2 reads, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." And finally, Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." God has said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." If you are drowning in worry, if the waters are too deep and you're struggling to catch your breath, God has said, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you." Even if you are in a scary place, if it feels like rock bottom, remember the word of God. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And so with that said, let us hold on tightly to the words Jesus gave us. The Word of God teaches us that faith is the key to everything for the believer in Christ. It's by faith that we come to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's also by faith that we live our lives with joy and gladness, knowing that there is eternity to be spent with the Father above. And perhaps one of the most prominent verses in the Bible about faith is Hebrews 11, verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." This underlines just how much faith is required for the believer. And on the topic of faith, there are times you have to encourage yourself. There are times that you will have to learn to talk to yourself and tell yourself the promises of God. Tell yourself who God says you are. And when you do this, you will find that it will lift you up to walk on top of your situation rather than underneath it. It will lift your faith. Tell yourself the word of God, such as Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust Him." Tell yourself Isaiah 40, verse 29, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." Tell yourself Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Now, there may be someone who has gotten to the point where you are so low that you think God has forgotten you. There may be someone who finds themselves today at a point of uncertainty. You don't know whether to turn left or right. You don't know whether to cry or smile. And regarding whatever it is that's making you feel this way, if it's sin, if it's addiction, if it's your marriage, or if it's the fact that you can't seem to find someone to marry, if it's your job or financial situation, I want to encourage you to pray about it. Pray about it before you give up. Pray about it before you look anywhere else. Pray about it before you look to anyone else. And the reason I'm telling you to pray about it is because too often, when we find ourselves in these certain positions, we either drift away and get lost in the sea of our problems, or we start paddling trying to find a way out of our problems. We start trying to use our own strength to get out of the messes we're in. We do our best to use our resources and know-how just to try to save ourselves. But I would like to encourage you to pray about it. Call on the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus. Pray about it and call on the Lion of the tribe of Judah. When I read Jeremiah 33 verse 3, which says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." When I read that scripture, I hear the word of God telling me to pray about it. Whatever situation you face today, whatever circumstances or situation, God wants you to call on Him. Psalms 50 verse 15 says, "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me." That means pray about it. So let your hope be found in God. He says, "Trust me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you." He says, "Abide in me, and I will restore you." He says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Saints, for every issue you have, for every problem you face, God has a name for that. And if you're out there and you need redemption, He is the Redeemer. If you need a second chance, if you need another chance, He's merciful. If you need to be delivered, let me tell you, my God is the deliverer. If you need protection, He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Do this for yourself. Read the Word of God and begin to confess His Word. It's made all the difference in my life. Just see what it will do for you.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional, they're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com, because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.